I'm super happy. Are you happy? Welcome to the Be You, Find Happy podcast. Here you'll find tips and tricks to inspire you on your way to happiness, to live a courageous life of authenticity, and learn how to speak your truth with grace. I'm Michaela Johnson, and welcome to our podcast. Hello, and welcome to the Be You, Find Happy podcast. It has taken me a hot minute to find a space to be able to talk with you guys about the changes that are coming for this podcast. It's been such a big part of my life for the past 3 years. And I know that I've been hinting at it. And for those of you that follow my e-journal, you've certainly got the inside scoop. But it took me some time to realize that after nearly 150 episodes and the way that the world has been over the past almost 2 years, that I was no longer happy putting out a happiness podcast. I know it sounds totally crazy, but the truth of the matter is that we're living in a time where truth, honesty, and not being afraid to speak your truth is the most important thing ever. And when I started the Be You, Find Happy podcast, that was the tagline. It's still the tagline. You probably heard it this morning when you clicked on this podcast, or this afternoon, or this evening, or whenever you listened, and that is to learn how to speak your truth with grace. And unfortunately, I feel like while the Be You, Find Happy podcast has brought tremendous insight and awareness and different tools and tips and tricks on how to be happy, the one thing that it hasn't really done is share the fact that sometimes happiness is about being unhappy. It's about spending time unhappy. It's about not feeling good, and it's about being triggered. And when we're triggered, we make the most amount of change in our lives. As humans, we're kind of biologically programmed to solve problems. So when things are going good, we don't tend to fix them. And when things are going crappy, we tend to make changes. But especially in light of everything that has unfolded over the past 2 years, people have started to realize that there's been something missing from their life. You can meditate and be with gratitude and do all the things we've talked about for 150 episodes on this podcast, and still find yourself unhappy, especially lately. But why? Why is that? Settling for the common narrative has gotten humans into trouble. It's gotten us where we are. History has been rewritten for popular culture, perplexities of space and the universe have been hidden, and convenience has replaced inquisition. Asking but why, truth-seeking, and being triggered inspires us to see the world differently. We've been living in a world where people love to formulate statements in the form of a question. It creates an against-the-wall scenario where there's really no answer other than the one decided by the person asking. The nation and the world is finally finding itself in a precarious position because people were afraid to question the narrative. They were afraid to have an opinion or a different perspective, or even just inquire further about things that were presented as fact. Here we are now, losing our freedoms daily. Our human sovereignty is on the operating table, and the surgeon does not have our best interest at heart. You know, one of the things that's really struck me is that COVID has given people permission to bully under the auspices of doing good deeds. No longer is health information protected, quite the contrary. Now it's required to be shared for entry into a restaurant or on public transit, and soon a vax pass is going to extend to all areas of life. Could you imagine having to give proof of a negative STD test to buy your groceries? That's where we're headed. People speak against division. They say it's the one thing the world needs to stand is to unite. But what the world needs is for those who have awakened to the evil structures withhold their money. Stop spending money in places where the evil structures have control. But for sake of convenience and comfort, people still are. If every person in America stops spending money tomorrow, or even just every patriot in America stops spending money tomorrow in places where jobs are being threatened, masks are being mandated, and jabs are the new norm, the system would crash and tyranny would end. But for me, I can't continue publishing a happiness podcast in light of all of this. Publishing rainbows and butterflies sitting idly by may seem honorable, like bringing light into the dark, but it doesn't feel that way to me. It feels deceptive. It feels like I'm a part of the problem by not speaking about what's going on. More and more in my therapy practice, I'm seeing what I've been preaching from the start of the pandemic. The utter destruction. Total mass destruction of the psychology of our society. I'm talking about muzzling people, suffocating people, forcing them to cover their mouths, hide their identity. The psychological damage from the loss of seeing people smile, the nonverbal communication and cues that are gone, not to mention the physical damage to the brain for lack of oxygen. Under the auspices that you're helping your neighbor. And if you don't, you're a bad person. Shame. Purgatory. We don't even have to get into the debate on should we or shouldn't we. The bottom line is suicide rates in the nation are up. Why? Because of isolation. Humans were not meant to be isolated. Even if we go back to the very first story of the history of man, that is Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, God took a rib from Adam to create Eve, and then he said it is good because he knew that Adam could not be alone. And what have we done? We've isolated. We've isolated from each other, our friends, our family. We've taken our elderly who should be enjoying the final legacy of their life, and we've let them die alone. It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. And I can't stand by and promote a happiness podcast when people need to hear the truth. We are on a path of total destruction. We can't keep on sleeping. We can't hope to unite. Some of us have succumbed to the mind control and are actually quite dangerous to those who are fighting this regime. And because the people who have succumbed to the mind control are operating as tiny tyrants doing the evil structure's bidding with an Oedipus complex, they're no longer our friend, but foe. People that we loved, our friends, our family, now we don't understand them, we can't relate. And many of us are finding ourselves very unhappy. How do we pull ourselves out of this? By speaking the truth. By not listening to the overwhelming narrative, by questioning the overwhelming narrative. And looking for guests for my new podcast, I found so many past guests and people, including New York Times bestselling authors and the like, who wanted to be on the podcast but were afraid to rock the boat. They're afraid to take the dialogue deeper. It's not just from censorship. It's because they know happiness sells and unhappiness doesn't. But I'm not settling for the standard replies, nor am I settling for the blasé responses that don't explore the why behind where we are. With all the shame and humiliation that is going on, I decided to launch a new podcast, the But Why Podcast. It's stripping down, asking questions, and really getting deep and triggering on topics that you thought you knew about, but you probably didn't. Why? Because just like they're rewriting history today, they rewrote history then. I hope you join me on my new podcast as I meet with celebrity guests, experts from around the world, and all sorts of amazing people who have so much insight on topics that you probably never really considered, like why your money's worthless, why Abe Lincoln was a racist, and why feminism led to the destruction of the mama bear instinct, so many more. I'm bringing you topics that are sure to trigger you and inspire you to look at life a little differently. I interview guests from around the world on common misconceptions and curiosities. And in this no holds barred podcast, I'm seeking to obliterate literally everything you thought you knew. The time is now to ask why. Where have we really been and where are we going? I hope you join me on the But Why podcast, and I have really enjoyed all the things that I've learned from being a part of this podcast and waking up with you in the morning, having coffee, and getting to hear what the fabulous guests that I've had have shared over the past 150 episodes. Life-changing, enlightening, and inspiring. But for now, we're going to hit the pause button on being you and finding happy. I'm not saying never ever, but not for now. Now is the time to just be. This is the final episode. Thank you for all of your kindness and followership. Michaela Renee, signing off. This has been a BU Find Happy podcast. For more inspiration, check out the links.